What are we doing?
You know, morning, friends. Good morning. Did you hear Jeff ask what we're doing? We're doing really fun stuff. Good morning. It's the Teach Better Today morning show. Jeff, are you awake?
I didn't know you hit the button, but here we are. I guess we're live.
We're live. We'll Good morning, live. Friends. Happy, happy day. We have a lot to discuss. One is I'm going to give Jeff a list of what is titled 6 hard pills to swallow. And then we're going to get into our team talk section, which is going to talk about kind of like us brainstorming how to better support our community. We really want your thoughts. So if you're live with us, make sure you're participating in the comments, especially during that time. And if you're listening to this after the fact, no stress, but direct message us or something so that we can get your thoughts. We'll be right back. Morning, everyone. Jeff, do you know that we're live for Teach Better Talk or Teach Better Today morning show?
I'm aware of that now. Yes.
Yes. Well, are you really excited?
Did you know that you had to click the button to get the commercial to go? Do you think I didn't catch that?
I did click it and it wasn't processing. So then I clicked it again and again and again. Don't sass with me. I'll click it right now.
Boy, the level of production that we've got going on here is phenomenal. You are all so lucky.
Guys, you know when you have a coffee mug, it's like it was a cold mug, but I put hot coffee in it. So the bottom's really warm, but the top is icy cold. I need it to like even out.
I'm toward the end of my coffee and it's cold.
You know, I don't mean to tell you what to do, but you are currently home. You could go make more coffee.
But I am the best dad. So like, you know.
Jeff, how are you? I am excited that we get to hang out together this morning. I mean, obviously, Teach Better Family is going to be overjoyed to see that it's you and me again. So.
Of course. Yes. That pesky Joshua Stamper keeps getting in and recording with you instead. But no, I'm good.
Do you miss Katie Miglin at all?
Yes. In fact, I was preparing, though some of you know, some of you don't know, like every morning I usually post something to our entire team in our internal communications piece. And I didn't have much. I was just like, hey, you know, good day. Hopefully you have an awesome time. And I counted. I was almost like, and it's like five, you know, whatever many days or whatever until Katie comes back. Because yeah, I miss Katie.
Yeah.
Because not all, but some of the work, enough of the work than the things that Katie normally does come onto my plate when she's out. So I don't want to do that anymore. And it's not like I've done much it's been enough where I'm like, I'm going to mess something up.
You know, this is a really good reminder for all of us to share our appreciation.
I don't know what I'm doing. Good.
To share our appreciation for people we enjoy in our lives, whether we enjoy them in our lives because they work with us or because they, I don't know, they're friends or family that we just want to share appreciation. Let's challenge everybody. Send a text right now. If you're listening to this on your phone, though, make sure you keep us playing while you send the text. We don't want you to go anywhere, but send a text to somebody and share that you appreciate them. Share that you hope they have a great day. Something simple. Jeff, if you are not texting me right now and you're texting somebody else, I'll be super annoyed. Just so you know, you better be texting my phone.
I am texting your phone.
Guys, Jeff Vargas just texted me. He said, I appreciate you and I hope you have a great day.
Well, you know.
So good. Friends, we appreciate you. Thank you for being us. Thank you for being us. Thank you for being with us this morning. I need to clearly drink more coffee while I wake up and you process the fact that we are on the show. Jeff, I have a really interesting article that I want to share with you. This is titled The 6 Hard Pills You Must Swallow as an Adult. And I don't know that I agree with all of them. And I want to hear your thoughts on if you agree. They're essentially hard truths. They're claiming these are like real.
Sorry. I was about to say like the old school NyQuil, like they were really big. Luckily they were the they before they went to the gel caps, they were like horse tranquilizer, but that's not what you're talking about. You're talking
I'm talking about literal pills. Like, friends, take your vitamins. We want you to be happy and healthy as long as possible.
You're talking about hard truths that, like, we just all have to accept, but they're not the easiest to.
Yes. Okay. And there's six of them, but I don't know that we will agree with all of them. I thought that maybe we could start off a discussion as people are heading into their day. They'll all be PG. So if you're listening out loud and you have kids around, like, these are okay.
Our responses might not be, but go ahead.
No, well, this is a family friendly show.
Depends on how hard they are to swallow.
Okay, here we go. Number one, if you wouldn't start today, you won't start tomorrow either.
If you wouldn't start today, you won't start tomorrow.
If you won't start today, you won't start tomorrow either.
No, man, that's just like proven wrong literally every day. But yeah, sure. I get the sentiment behind it.
The sentiment is like, if your mindset is, oh, I'll start working out tomorrow.
Which is my whole thing about not waiting until the new year. And
you'll have an excuse tomorrow.
When I recently started working out, I'd given myself like a 10 day. And then I was like, why am I doing that? After 3 days of like waiting, I'm like, wait a minute. I'm going against. Yeah, so I agree with the sentiment, but that's not a truth.
No, like, I think you need to, okay, don't ruin this activity by like
motivational
statement. We're talking about the concept overall, the concept of,
but it's also, but the concept's not true depending on what it is. But I understand it. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to ruin your joke, but that was a poor start. Go ahead.
There's no joke. This isn't a joke. It's just like the concept of, hey friends, this is a general.
Currently
like,
this list is a joke, Ray. Okay. Okay, I will be better on number two. Go to number two. I apologize. I will be.
Can I have someone in the comments come live with me and do this activity, please? Please.
I will be better.
I don't want to talk to you anymore. And we're only 6 minutes into the show. Number two, being selfish isn't a bad thing. Fill your own cup before trying to pour into everyone else's.
I agree with that one.
No nitpicking on the language?
No, I agree with that one. I think it's. Yeah.
I think the term selfish as an adult, I've learned, is frequently overused. Like, selfish doesn't necessarily have to mean that you will always give to others and not yourself. Like, it's okay to care about yourself as well. Yeah. I don't know that I even consider you caring about yourself as selfish.
No, I think the key is, I think the context is important, because I think selfishness really is only bad if you're, I don't want to say if you're a bad person, but like if your intentions are poor. Yes. So like, I mean, you know, it's clear, like obviously taking care of yourself, which can be concerned, like in a moment or individual decisions to, in order to do that might be, and might appear, and might feel selfish. But if the end goal is actually that you end up actually being better for everyone, because you're better, then that's not selfish at all. And it's actually selfish to not do it, because then you're not as good to everyone. So yeah, I agree with that one. I don't have any.
That was better. You're mad at me, but I just lost this article and now I'm trying to.
You did not just lose the article.
I literally did. And I was thinking, I was like, during the live show, I really can't lose this article I'm reading. And it like just jumped to the page and now I can't find it. Jeff.
What was it under?
It was an Instagram like post thing. How do I search this?
You know, it's funny. I'm finding like so many different articles and none of them start with the same thing. So they're clearly not the same.
I know. Oh my God. I'm so mad. Six hard pills to swallow.
Oh, hard pills to swallow. I did truth. I need to do pills. Pills.
I'm so mad. This I had a
great
whole
show.
Weekend. It's a great show. I'm so glad we're here. This makes me mad because weren't you excited for all six? The first two were so thrilling.
Let's see. Like, none of these. I like this one, though. This is different. But here's one. Rejection means your pitch sucked.
No. I have this whole list.
Oh, here's an interesting one. Dreams are useless. Vision boards need to be lit on fire.
That's literally the one I just read. I was like, dreams are useless. I don't like this one at all.
Hurt people.
That's true. What are your thoughts on that one?
Ooh, this one I like, and it kind of goes that one. It's never the right time to do anything. That's one of my favorite.
Okay, wait. Can we discuss those two further? Because sometimes they can like sit for a second. So read one of them again.
It's never the right time to do anything.
Okay, it's never the right time to do anything.
that kind of connects to the last one we talked about. But it's, it goes into like, I'm ready. I'm waiting until I'm ready. I'm waiting until the right time. Well, if you do that, you're literally never going to do it.
Well, and we see that when people like are thinking about having children, when people are thinking about changing jobs, when people are like, it's really those when you're scared to do something.
Mm-hmm.
And well, for me, go, right time.
Yeah. Like when you think about, and obviously this is a broad statement because like, obviously there's certain things that's very easy to see, but like we think about like the right decision, like obviously like when it's a moral thing, that's one thing. But like when you think about like a career choice, like, oh, I can go this way, I can go that way. And you get so tied into it. And it's the thing is like, well, there is no right decision and it doesn't matter anyway. Cause if you pick this one, you'll never know if the other one was actually right. You might figure out that this one was wrong or didn't work out like you thought, but that doesn't mean the other one would have turned out any different. Well, it's the same thing like right time to do anything. Well, right now might be the right time, or maybe it was 3 years ago when you should have, or maybe it's 2 years, but you won't know because you can't go to or before, you know what I mean? So like,
yeah, I think it's interesting because I've also learned, I feel as I've grown, not only in my, you know, lifetime, but in my field, that you can always go back. Like, I think that's a really tough misconception between educators, that they think when they make a shift that they're like married to that decision.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And I actually think that some of the most wonderful educators I engage with are ones that have taken a step in a direction and then didn't stay there for 10 years, like changed after either because they weren't interested anymore or because of different opportunity. And
yeah,
I think there was this misconception when I was younger that you should be prideful to have the same job for 35 plus years. And now I'm realizing that most people, especially in the education field, I'm encouraging you specifically, should be making those shifts because you learn by changing and you don't really lose as much as you feel as you may moving from one to the other.
Yeah. And well, it's interesting. I don't want to go too far into this world, the thinking and the thought process, but the whole idea of like staying with a job for 30 years as it was respectful and prideful is literally propaganda from a capitalistic machine of like trying to, that like, there's no actual like truth to it. It was something that we were taught so that we would go and work and never complain about anything. And it worked really well. Like for a lot of people, but like, that's not true. It's like, no, you should be doing something that you,
I just want to do.
And if you don't love what you're doing and you hate it or it's not right for you, then you should go do it. And that goes from industry to position, whatever. When, as you were saying that, I was thinking of someone recent, two people that I can think of right now, educators who one had moved up like they were supposed to, became an admin and then became a next level up admin. And it's now next year, now planning, already arranged to go back into the classroom. Because they just miss it and they just weren't enjoying their life. They did it. They did admin work, I think, for 7 years, 7 or 8 years,
right,
and enjoyed it, but now don't. Going back, and most people would be like, well, how do you, like, that's a swallowing your pride thing, right? The other one left the classroom to pursue speaking and consulting and did well with it, could continue doing it, and is going back to the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a, like a, yeah, I.
I mean, I feel like I was... more or less, I feel like I was handed my dream job at the time. What would that have been? Like 15 years ago. And as I worked in that dream role, 5-6 years in, I was really comfortable. Like, not in a way that is negative. Like, some of us just, you get in a job you enjoy, and I was comfortable. I wasn't really pushing myself, but I also felt like I was doing good work, even though I wasn't pushing myself to necessarily go any further in it. And it's so interesting how much I almost didn't like the challenge. Like, I missed the challenge. I missed the, like, sometimes the peaceful position is the right position until you need to add more fuel, you know? And then I obviously started this job, which then became my new favorite dream job. This is my dream job. And then, you know, like, who knows though? Like, you and I joke all the time. Like, the moment another job comes up that feels like it should be the dream job is the time that you maybe start an exit plan and you know.
Yeah. I don't think your commitment, your dedication, and your loyalty should necessarily be to a job or a school organization or whatever. It should be to your own happiness. And I know that sounds kind of whatever, but like, it should be.
And sometimes you do that reflection and you're like, actually, I'm exactly where I want to be. And that's great, right?
Yeah,
like, you don't have to do a shift. Yeah. And then the other thing you said, not to continue this like ridiculous conversation, but Hurt people.
Yep.
I think that that is something I need to like have as a better reminder in my life. Cause sometimes I find that people around me, I'm perceiving them as being like mean or disrespectful or not choosing to be kind. That's like maybe a pet peeve I've developed is like people who don't choose to be nice. I'm like very hyper aware of those choices. And I think I need to remember like, it's not me. It's like,
now, sometimes the hurting of you, like the choosing to not be kind or choosing to be mean or whatever, is actually the way that they distract themselves from the pain that they have.
Right, right.
And how they get through it. And the only way they know how.
Yes. Yeah, that is totally, I'm not sure how often, like all of you in our Teach Better Network or you, Jeff, I don't know how often you notice your pet peeves, but that is like very much one over the last year or two that I've developed is, it drives me nuts when people have the opportunity to be kind, not agreeable, not go with the flow, but just like you can disagree and be kind and like the choice not to do the choice to be more mean, aggressive, disrespectful than you needed it to be. Like, I don't know. It's just like,
yeah. Even when it's even less, obvious than that, where it's you have the opportunity to do something kind, you choose just not, which isn't necessarily mean, but you didn't take the opportunity, is very often is caused because you almost feel like that act of kindness is actually a negative against you because you've been hurt your whole life or recently or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's I don't know when I picked that up. But like, that's one of the most important lessons I've ever learned in my life was that if someone's mean or just a negative person or has a negative outlook or doesn't trust anyone or whatever, like it's typically like, that's just pain coming out one way or another. Mm-hmm. So someone who handled, if you ever want to see like the masterfully handled is Pat Flynn when he's on a live stream, because he gets a ton of people and you get those people in there, and Pat just without missing a beat, just will like, get some like exited out of his live stream, but then he'll refer to them and say, you know, I'm really sorry. I don't know what happened to you that made you feel like that's how you have to respond in this place. But like, this is a safe space. We all love you here. We want to help you grow. And then he just like goes right through. It doesn't even affect him anymore. And like, you know, someone who live stream with like thousands of comments, you know, by a minute, like that's a Gary Vaynerchuk, someone who I've also seen do that really well, like in live and stuff like that. Like it's when you do that, like it's a whole lot. I don't know. I think it's a better world to live in when you know that, in my opinion, because you just don't, I don't know.
Well, we can apply it to students we're talking to, colleagues to, you know.
I think it's harder to apply it to adults than students. I think as an educator, like you've learned to look at your students and go, okay, well, they're carrying a lot with them. Yes. They're bringing stuff from home, trauma, and for white. But when we pull that out and we go into the adult world, we're like, well, wait a minute, you should know better or whatever. And it's like, well, no.
Totally. Maybe
they never had anyone that helped them. You know what I mean? So,
or they just don't know how to ask for support. I mean, even with like our own partners and spouses, like something comes across rude, and rather than making it into an argument, many of us will stop and be like, "Are you okay? Can I help you in some way? You're making this choice to be snooty. How can I help you?" Anyway, we hope you all are having a good morning, and if you are feeling any anger or like need a vent, like come vent to us so you can be as kind as possible in your language and your actions as we head into an effective day ahead. Jeff, we have some brainstorming to do, and I literally saved this brainstorming for the show. So I don't think you even know what we're talking about, but
no, I don't. I never do. Like, I don't know if people think that I'm joking, but like, she does not tell me what we're everyone else gets like a preview of what's coming. Like she doesn't give me anything. She's just like, I've got it. And I just have to be on here and hopefully.
Well, it's on my to-do list to do something. And then I looked at it
on here.
And I was like, oh, I need to talk to Jeff. Oh, and then I was thinking like, oh, we're doing a live show. Okay. I'm going to just brainstorm there. So
hit the button and let's do this. I'm in.
welcome back to Teach Better Today Morning Show, where we get to join you live and hopefully be a part of your morning routine every single Monday through Friday morning when you're heading to work and excited for the day ahead. We obviously like to share shenanigans with you, but during team talk, this is where we like to have some sort of educational conversation. We very, very much would like your thoughts on this. We'll be monitoring the chat, not like when we're live, but also after the fact, because your voice is really important in this conversation. So if any of you are listening now and maybe want to tag a friend to listen to this part of our lives so they can give their thoughts too, the more the merrier. I would love to get as many educational voices in this as possible. So share away. Jeff, on my to-do list, I have something with your name on it. Are you ready?
Sure.
Okay. So as many of you are aware, we're in December, and so many applications that we had open in November have closed, and now the team is going to work all month long in our different committees using these, like, you know, obviously very fancy schmancy rubrics to try and get all through all these different applications of educators applying for programs within the Teach Better family and hopefully get as many acceptance letters and scholarships and all these things out that we can. One of the ones that I know is going to be very exciting for our team to continuously go through is the Grid Method Certification Program. Mm-hmm. Jeff, the Grid Method Certification Program was like an idea we've had for, I don't know, forever. Like since the team was created in 2015. Mm-hmm. Literally.
Somewhere in there.
And our goal for this program was to not only support educators in using mastery learning, but also to like certify those educators out there that are just rocking it to present and share their knowledge and kind of just be seen as the leaders they already are in this field and celebrate them. So we're giving out these full scholarships to whoever gets accepted, right? Like it'll be a small group because this is our pilot, but we're hoping to open this up, obviously, more assuming it goes well. And it's really exciting that we like officially did it, right? 2023 applications were open, 2024 program's going to launch. It'll be exciting. So one of the things on my to-do list is to brainstorm what support we can, should, will offer to people that apply to be a part of that Grid Method Certification Program, but aren't accepted this round.
Oh,
like
okay.
The people that like, for whatever reason, because of numbers, we had to unfortunately.
Yeah, because we've had a lot of people that applied.
Yeah, I mean, we had over 100 applicants. I mean, it was like we have a ton of people looking for this, but I think we're only taking like 10, like 15. I don't know because we haven't actually done this yet. Yes. And
we cannot take everyone.
We can't take everyone.
Yeah.
And we want it to be a program that we can really dedicate our full effort towards. So keeping it small is very strategic. We want to get to know the people and their work intimately. We want to give them very direct personalized feedback. So we're starting small. And while we hope it opens again, we don't necessarily have a launch date for that, but I hope it's like within the next few months that we decide to open up applications again. But for the, you know, 90% of people that applied and don't get accepted, do we have and can we brainstorm some cool grid support for them? Because there's educators from all across the world and educators with all different types of knowledge on the grid method. Like we had them rate, I don't know if you saw that in the application, we had them rate where they feel like their grid understanding is. And everywhere from like, I just heard about it today, so I decided to apply, to I apply it in my classroom every single day, I feel like I'm an expert. Like we had the whole gamut.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of things?
So
maybe start with the stuff we already have, like those free resources?
I mean, obviously like direct and make sure that they get the free ones. I wonder if like, so obviously anyone who goes through the cohort is going to get access to the full online course. Because that's
the full online like workshop course.
The workshop course. Yeah, the full online like the workshop course. Because that's a lot of what's referencing and going through. And obviously everyone who's going through the cohort needs to have gone through that and stuff. But like, can't we just give that also to the people that applied? I mean, a lot of them already have probably already taken it. Maybe not.
Well, but I think
we can give that to anyone who applied too. Why not?
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, like why not? Like, right?
So there's two for those of you.
The hope is that the people that aren't in this cohort are just going to join another one later on.
That's a hope.
Possibly the next one. You know what I mean?
So a few things in terms of like course wise. There's the free introduction course to the grid method, mm-hmm. which is like, I don't know, if we were to do it at your school district, it's like anywhere from a 45-minute to 90-minute dive into what the concept is and how the grid method affects.
A little higher view. Yeah. Not quite as deep into things. Yep.
There are some downloads there, but it's, you know, like kind of like, again, that top level view. Mm-hmm. Then we have the workshop, which is a paid course that you get included in your membership. Mm-hmm. And if any of you want to take that and haven't taken that, you should like direct message Jeff and I will find a like freebie code for you somehow. And then they can take the workshop. The workshop is part of what they're going to go through in the certification. Yeah. That includes the full workbook that everybody will be able to get. It also includes like step-by-step, not only how to get started, but also all the way through implementation.
Yes. It's equivalent to like a full 2-day workshop training that we would do with a partner district.
Yeah. I was going to say like this workshop, isn't it typically when we work with schools, it's like 2 8-hour days. I mean, it's like a ton of content.
Six to eight. Yeah. I mean, it's a lot. I think that the online, we equate it to like 12 hours. Videos and work time.
Yeah, the hope would be that you like watch a 3-minute video and then you have an assignment you're working on something for your class your class. So that's good. In addition to those, there's also some really good downloads. If you guys go over to teachbetter.com/thegridmethod, if you don't want to remember that, just direct message me and I'll send it to you. That has I just saw it the other day because we were exploring that website with a group I was with. There are so many downloads, including the teacher frequently asked questions.
Yep.
And
that includes teacher frequently asked, student frequently asked, and admin parents, teacher.
Yeah. Yes. It has the connection to all the evaluation standards, not only in state specific, but also general, like Danielson model. Mm-hmm. It includes those question stem. I love that download. That's my favorite download we've ever done. That's my favorite.
There's also Ray. I don't know if we have these linked on that page or not, but we have some free, I think they're all free courses that are replays of like when we've done building the grid, live stream series and stuff like that too, that I think are also really, really great. Like when we've had where you've done it and Chad's done it, possibly Katie too before, like where you literally built grid or at least started the process or in the middle of or completed a grid with a educator live.
Right. In the academy, we at least have 3 different series of those. And in those series, we individually met with essentially a random teacher in our network, all different grade levels, all different subject areas. And just, it was an hour brainstorming. They're some of my favorite conversations to have. And those were just recorded. We did like a series. So you can go check those out. That will be real helpful. So
I think those are all things. Could we... And this is the problem with brainstorming live is that everyone's going to hear this. So like, if we go against this and they think it's a good idea, it's going to be.
But that's why I want the comments. Like if you guys want this, tell us and we'll do it.
What if we thought about this and like, this is, I'm Ray and I have not discussed this. This is literally me thinking of it. This is sometime how this goes. So we'll see. Like we had all these people apply. So they want to up their game. They want the certification. And honestly, the people that are being selected, like I don't, they're like the majority, we've looked at some of the applications, like, most of them are all people who would be great in the cohort. We just can only take so many.
Yeah.
So like, what if it was almost like we have the cohort that's going to go through the cohort, but then you have this other cohort, which is people who can't be a part of this one, and they get like some live support throughout this next year.
Right.
Like, I don't know why they're like, you know, they're like on the bench waiting or whatever. They get like, even if it's like once a quarter or something throughout the year, where they get like a live on Zoom, like, you know, time with you or Katie or Chad or something like that, where they can get, you know, questions, or maybe we run them through some stuff. Maybe it's just like a Q&A brainstorming thing. Maybe even bring a cohort person or two in to like share some of what's going on so they get an idea. And
I think it's a great idea. Like that. Another outlet that I just thought of, because Jeff, I think that idea is great, is if any of you have questions, like if you're hearing us say, oh, we'll do an open Q&A, and in the back of your mind, you're like, oh, thank God, because I have like 4 big things that I just can't move beyond. And I really want that discussed. Submit it as a listener question, like on our show. Like we would love, I love talking grid. Like I love talking education, but grid specifically, I think that there is never a dumb question. And if there are questions that you guys consider dumb, I promise you I've asked them before. Like I have no shame. And I think those are just good. Like send us a grid and let's pull up the grid live on the show and like talk through it. Like, I don't know. I love that I love being able to support, and there's not a right way to do it for us. So let us know what you want. If you're looking for any sort of support, whether it's a student you're struggling with, or it's content related or instruction related, like the grid method. It just was exciting to me in the middle or to the end of November to see that educators at the end of 2023, with all that we've gone through over the last 5 years specifically, still want to push themselves.
You want to put the time and effort into something like this? Yeah. Like, yeah.
And I feel like educators that I talk to day to day are like telling me how tired they are and how this profession is really draining. And I think that's true. Don't get me wrong, but 100%. I almost was inspired seeing how many educators were like, yeah, it's tough, but this is going to be the right step for me and my kids. And that's cool. I think that's cool. I have respect.
It's really cool. It's one of the things I love most about what we do is because the people we work with, that's you, the educators that are hopefully watching some of this, like it is, it's like, it would be completely 1000% justified if nobody applied to be in this. They were like, we're all too busy. Because of course you are, but like,
yeah.
Now even when you're beat down, busy, underappreciated, and like, it's still like, no, I want to do this. I want to commit to this, however long, whatever long, I can't remember how long it is, but it's not like a day.
It's a few months. I want to say a few weeks, but it's not.
It's a couple months, and it's like, it's weekly meetings coming together. It's assignments, like it's doing work.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah.
I had a few people. Not just one, like at least 10 email me throughout the month of November wanting to know the time commitment. And when teachers ask the time commitment for something, it's never like any other industry. I had teachers email me being like, hey, Ray, I have a question on the time commitment because I'm a mom and I'm also running this club and I'm also the department chair and I also do my own workout classes and I'm reading.
I'm a coach, soccer, basketball, cheerleading, and lacrosse.
So like anything less than like anything more than 4 hours a week would be really tough for me. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like, you'll be fine. Trust me.
I'm also the interim principal and.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Whereas if you ask like Matt, I would be like, hey, are you free? And he's like, no, I have to like send an email in an hour. And so I have no time this week.
I had to do banking today. And I had to log on and write a check. It's rough.
I mean, I'm not saying those things aren't on my to-do list, but anyway. So friends, I hope you let us know. This has been way too long of an episode. We're so sorry, but we hope that you continue to let us know your thoughts. We're here to support you. And if any of you want to trade out Jeff on the next show, just direct message me. I'd love to have you. So be good. Bye guys. See you soon. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.